Hey guys, this is Jeff on the walkingcross.com podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I went to church today and the pastor preached another good message. I like to go over some of the things that the pastor says that are just kind of bullet points that you can apply to your week and your day that you're in. You know, there's so many things in the Bible like that. Without going too far in the weeds or getting too long-winded here, I want to go ahead and start some of the things that he talked about today. And one of the things I'd like to talk about, which this wasn't really talked about today, but this is something I had a conversation this morning with someone, actually a couple people, and was just talking about the things that in God. And one of the things that I found is putting yourself in the vicinity of where God is. You know, and this goes in life too, putting yourself in the vicinity of what you want. You know, if you're wanting, we'll use the church, or if you're wanting to get closer to God, you know, putting yourself in the vicinity of that. I mean, you're not going to start off, you know, doing really well, but if you just start to work to put yourself in the vicinity of where you want to be, you come closer to it. I mean, you may not feel, and we're not worthy, okay? Well, it's only through Jesus Christ that we're worthy. That's what the Bible talks about, that our righteousness is as filthy rags. So, putting yourself in the vicinity of where you want to be. Yeah, you may not have made everything that you think that you need to. In other words, you may not have done everything perfect. You know, I mean, nobody has. But if you just at least put yourself in the vicinity of where you want to, which direction you want to head in, a lot of times you will find out that it leads to more and more. You know, I heard somebody say one time, it was a friend of mine. He said, you may not always understand something somebody says when you're going to church, or, you know, somebody that's talking about something. Said, you don't have to understand it. Said, put it on a shelf, and one day you may get that information off the shelf and think, you know, that's what they was talking about, you know, or that's the kind of living that they was talking about. And oftentimes when you read the Bible, it's the same way. You may look at a verse that you thought you knew, and then it speaks to you in a different way, and you get a greater understanding. It's about growing into God, you know, first becoming a Christian, but then it's about learning how to better your walk. And that's putting yourself in the vicinity of what you need. What's good? What is that good thing that you need to do in your life? Put yourself in the vicinity of those type of people, places, and things, and you start moving in that direction. Unfortunately, if you put yourself in the vicinity of trouble, a lot of times you'll be geared more toward going toward the trouble. So that's the reason I think we need to take the trouble out of our life and start focusing on the right things, doing the right things. I digress, but that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about because that's something that was brought up. Also, you know, praying for something. You know, a lot of times when you're praying for something, you may even feel the Holy Spirit when you're praying. You know, and I was talking with a person and they said, well, what do you think this means? You know, the Bible talks about that the Holy Spirit comes to bear witness of the truth. That's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does. And I think sometimes when we're praying for something specifically, it could be that the Holy Spirit is telling us that, hey, that thing that you're praying for is right. You know, but I want to add a twist to this a little bit. And I don't even know, this may not be right for the situation or the prayer that you're in. But have you ever thought that the Holy Spirit may be telling you that thing that you're asking for is true? That thing you ask that you're asking for, God would give you. You know, you may be asking for something in somebody's life, like deliverance of alcohol addiction or drugs or something like that, and you just feel that God is with you in the Holy. You feel the Holy Spirit, and you think, what is this? What if you could claim that? If it was appropriate, and it is appropriate sometimes, when it's appropriate, what if you lay claim to that victory? If you're praying for that thing, for deliverance over somebody, and you just feel that God is moving in that situation, what if you just said, I lay claim to that right now? You know, I'm laying victory to this right now. When you feel the Holy Spirit confirming that what you're saying is correct, and if it's appropriate, if you feel that's appropriate. But that's something that you can think about. You can kind of chew on a little bit. You know, if you're praying and there's a situation and you just feel the Holy Spirit moving, you may consider, is this God telling me that he's willing to give me this? You know, and you may lay claim to victory on that thing right then. You just claim victory over it. and speaking out faith. It's very important to speak out faith. That's another thing that we was talking about today. Another thing is, one of the greatest things is obedience and walking in the Word. You know, I heard a preacher say one time that when he went to pray for somebody, or not him praying for somebody, but when somebody was praying for him, he never seemed to see a lot of manifestations, you know, and he didn't understand how somebody could receive deliverance or something from something, or, you know, or somebody speak a word into their life or prophesy in their life. And it didn't seem like they ever prophesied to him. There was nothing that seemed to happen. And he said, for a long time, I went on like that, thinking, well, you know, they're going to pray for me, and then they're not going to do anything for me. You know, they're not going to prophesy to me, or there's nothing that's going to happen that I'm going to see right now. And he wondered about that, but he started thinking about another thing, and that is the Word, the power of God's Word. When he started looking at God's Word and started meditating on that, he started to realize that the Word, if you can walk out the Word, what the Word says do, whether you see it or not. And what I mean is, you know, it says when you pray, believe you receive those things that you ask for and you shall have them. That's paraphrasing a lot. You can take a look at that in Mark 11 and 23. But it's target when he's talking to the mountain. But the point is when you start walking out the Word, whether somebody prays for you and you get prophesied, you have a prophecy that comes to you, or, you know, you see a miracle, or if you don't see a miracle, regardless what happens, whether you see a miracle or not is what I'm saying. If you can walk in the power of God's Word, that's the main thing. Because you will see miracles then, I believe that. If the Word is active in your life and you have that Word in your heart and you're praying for people and you're doing what God says and you're being a servant of God, you know, if you're walking out the Word, that is super powerful. And if you can get more into that, in other words, see, a lot of times people look for signs. They want signs, or they want to see mighty things. They want to be healed of something, or they want to see a manifestation, or they want to see a prophecy. If you can put your focus on what the Word of God says, that's the main thing. That's the main thing you do. I'm not preaching to you today, guys. I'm trying to give you practical things that you can apply. And preaching is practical things, too. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is I'm just giving you some things that I think will benefit your life. And one of those things is actually applying what God said. Don't get so caught up in looking for something. Just do what he said do. You know, the Bible talks about that he prefers obedience over sacrifice. What does that mean? That means he prefers you to do the right thing rather than having to go and put up a sacrifice to repent. And, you know, I really believe that was talking about the Old Testament. But I can't really, I don't really remember exactly where that's at the moment. But what I'm trying to say is, he prefers you to do the Word. That's what he prefers. He prefers you not to have to come and repent, although we have to come and repent, you know, of things that we do. But he prefers you to get it right. So what if you just focused on the Word? What if you focused on just doing the Word? Guys, I've talked a lot this morning. I didn't really mean to get off this far deep in what I was talking about, but I actually wanted to talk about some other things. But I want to leave you with this note, because I'm not going to be able to get into everything today on this podcast because I've run a little bit late. I like to, about 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes is really where I'd like to be, because I want it something that you can practically apply to your life. So let's just recap for a minute. You know, putting yourself in the vicinity of God, what does that mean? You know, put yourself in the vicinity of God means going to church. It means spending time with God, prayer. It means reading your Bible. It means putting good things in. You know, being around positive situations, positive people, staying away from the wrong type of things. Another thing, when you're praying praying to God and you're feeling the Holy Spirit, you know, be sure to try to sense what the Holy Spirit is telling you. It may be a victory in your life that you're needing to claim, a victory you need to stand up for, and just say, look, I claim that right now in the name of Jesus. I believe that. You know, I'm speaking that into my life, that good thing, that positive. There'll be blessings over my life. You know, if you're praying for blessings, or if you're praying for healing, you know, you speak life over your life. You know, how many times do we speak negative things over our life? What if you spend a lot of time especially when the Holy Spirit's speaking to you and telling you, concern, you know, be discern, excuse me, can't seem to speak that today, discern what the Spirit is telling you, and then claim victory where appropriate. Hope you get something from that. You know, and the next one is, like I said, the things we do in obedience. Walking out the Word, you have to know the Word. You have to know the Word to do that. One more thing I want to leave you with, and that's godliness. You know, I hadn't talked about that yet, but that's one of the things I wanted to speak on today, godliness. You know, God expects us to become more godly over time. Doesn't mean we're perfect, doesn't mean anything like that. But I want to ask you, what is one thing in your life, or what's some things in your life that you're being more like God? You're trying to be more like God. What's some of those areas in your life that you haven't been like God? What's some things that you can think of and say, you know what? I need some godliness there. I need to start looking at that differently. I need to start doing that differently. Guys, I hope you've got something from this today. Write down the main points and try to apply these to your life. I think really we'll find peace and happiness the closer we walk with the Lord. I hope you have got something. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.